Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Blair with Conversations with Blair, and I hope you're enjoying the day. Today's topic is we're talking about complainers or complaining. Okay. First of all, I'm not a tolerant person of people who complain. Complaining starts at a very early age. And I guess you get trained into just letting it go or nipping it in the bud. It can start with a child not wanting to eat her food and complaining about the food or complaining about something the mother did. As far as I'm concerned, or the father, excuse me. As far as I'm concerned, children have not earned the right to complain. If a dinner is prepared and set before you, you eat it. If you don't want to eat it, you go to bed hungry. That's how I was taught. Okay. I think that people who complain can train themselves if they realize that being a complainer is not helpful. It's also injurious to your health. Okay. There are some really important things that you can do for yourself if you want to stop being a complainer or not happy with the way things are. First, you can accept the situation as is and stop complaining, or you can go to a person in authority and register your complaint and hope that that person will take you seriously and do something about it. Sometimes you have to point out to them that it's in their best interest to fix what you're complaining about. Or, last but not least, and my favorite, is going ahead and taking care of the problem yourself and finding a way to fix whatever you're unhappy about. This, to me, is the most useful because, first of all, it focuses my mind and helps me get better at communicating. Complainers, I don't find, are very good communicators. If you have an opinion about this or would like to talk to me, please give me a call at 646-929-0789. I'd love to hear people's input on this, okay? The other thing is that I hate the word when people complain, then when they say, but there's nothing I can do. I despise that term. I don't want to hear somebody say, there's nothing I can do. Because we live in the country we live in, at the time we live in, we have plenty of choices. There are many things we can do to fix our problems, okay? If the weather is bad and I have to get someplace, what do? I get up early and head out. That's, you know, working around the situation. If I'm waiting for somebody to pick me up and I know the weather's going to be bad, I might fib to them and tell them that the appointment is earlier so that they'll get here earlier. I mean, I will work with the situation. I don't want things to happen that upset me or disappoint me or make things harder on me. I don't have time to be angry, get high blood pressure, or develop an ulcer. I don't think anybody does. So dealing with whatever is making us unhappy or whatever we'd like to complain about is a more useful is more useful to all of us. It also helps other people in line. So if you'd like to share your opinion about this, please give me a call at 646-929-0789. I would like to hear things that you might have complained about in the past that maybe you would take a different approach now, or maybe you realized you were complaining and it wasn't getting you anywhere, so you chose a path like going to somebody in authority or taking the bull by the horns, going ahead and fixing the problem yourself. I always feel that you will feel, personally, I feel you will feel much better if you can resolve whatever it is you'd like to complain about, because you will have accomplished something, something that will make you feel good and won't continue the problem, so that you won't have to continue to complain. Unless, of course, there are some people that just love to complain. There's nothing you can do about them. Something about them, it makes them happy to be complaining. Unfortunately, what they don't understand is people get tired of listening to them complain and will basically tune out. This is not a good form of communication, to complain. Better form of communication is to share ideas, try to come up with a solution, and fix the problem. A lot of people don't like our health insurance, okay? They don't like what Obama has done. However, no one has come up with an alternative. Also, you'll find that money talks, either putting money in people's pockets or taking money out of people's pockets, will adjust people's point of view. Our government is not working the way we would like it to. I think we have veered quite a ways away from the Constitution. This is something that we have to hold to, because it was very broadly written and yet very narrowly written, so that we have the ability to make things work in this modern day world. If you agree with me, disagree with me, please give me a call at 646-929-0789. You can complain about your congressman. You can complain about the laws that are coming out. But if you don't like them, try to find a way to get them rescinded or altered. But just sitting there and complaining about them does none of us any good. We are a nation of people. The government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. Complaining is not in there. So we all have a vested interest in making things work better, especially if we're unhappy with something going on. If we don't like our police chief, we don't like the stories on the news, we've sort of gotten very, we're so involved in gossip. Gossip is not news, okay? My way of handling that situation is I get my news off the internet. I have to say I don't read newspapers, can't afford them. I don't watch TV, don't like what I hear. News reporters used to report the news, and there was a very high standard of journalism. Now I think we've gone down the tubes, and we do a lot of yellow journalism. I don't know how to fix that problem, other than, as I said, to do my own research, read things on the internet where I have many sources that I can go to get the information that I feel is most useful to myself. What do you think? How do you deal with people that complain? Are you guilty of being a complainer? Do you ever find ways to fix the things that you want to complain about or that you have been complaining about? Give me a call at 646-929-0789. As much as I love the sound of my own voice, it gets hard talking for 15 minutes without any interaction. I do so much better if I've got somebody to speak to and we can go down the road and discuss things. Even if I disagree with you, I would rather hear from you and know how you deal with things like complaints or people that are complainers. it, you know, I can always learn something new. I can always find a new way of handling things. I'm open to these ideas. I just don't like the fact that people who spend their time complaining don't accomplish anything. My mother used to say that my father didn't suffer fools gladly. I feel like people who are complainers are fools. Sorry, but that's just how I feel about it. So if you don't want to be a fool, you got to quit that complaining and find a way to fix whatever you're upset about. Otherwise, zip your lip, accept the situation as it is, and just go with the flow. And sometimes there are situations where you do just have to go with the flow. Traffic is one of those situations, okay? People get upset. They start yelling at each other, road rage, whatever. They're not accomplishing anything, and they're doing great harm. They're either causing accidents. Mainly, I think they cause accidents, which indeed continues to slow traffic. Then we got the looky-loos who look at the accidents, which slow traffic even more. These are not useful things that we do. We must get control of our own behavior and do something and not complain. I don't find anything useful about complaining. Give me a call at 646-929-0789. I'd love to hear from you and find out if A, you know some complainers, if you recognize yourself as a complainer, if you've been working on yourself to not be a complainer. I would love to hear all of your stories. It's important to share this kind of information. It's what makes the world a better place. So if you're enjoying my conversation, please give me a call at 646-929-0789. The other thing that I would suggest is watch yourself and see if you're one of those people that complains. And if you catch yourself complaining, stop for a minute and think about what it is you're complaining and see if there is a better way to address the issue. Also, if you have children in school and they're complaining either about a course or a class or what's going on with their peers, take the time to listen to your kids because sometimes their complaints have validity. Sometimes they need to be told that their complaints do not have validity and that they need to be there to learn. That's why they're in school, not to be social butterflies. On the other hand, parents should listen to their kids who do complain. If a teacher is doing some bad behavior, parents need to hear about it. Parents need to report to the principal or the school board. That's when you go ahead and get into action and you show your kids that complaints, if they're valid, can be addressed and worked on and things can change. If you sit on your complaint and you don't do anything about it, you get what you get. So if you have any interest in this conversation, please give me a call at 646-929-0789. My final word is that if you're unhappy with our current government, make sure you go to the polls and you vote during the next election. Make sure you vote in the primaries to make sure you get a good candidate. Don't sit back and complain if you're unwilling to put the effort in to go to the polls and vote. Thank you for your time, and I hope that you found this episode worth listening to.